Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth ward. Fourth ward. Come on. Sing it.
Never thought that I would run again. Never thought the door would close.
Wait. Think I wanna hit the horn.
Studio 8, doing our thing this morning on this beautiful 6th day of August, 2023. As always, read your African-American newspapers no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. We have My Eye Messenger. We have the Garland Journal and the Texas Metro News. Don't get it twisted. We got all the news in one, and we bringing it to you only in a way that we can bring. I'm telling you, I'm so excited this morning. Hall of Fame. Boy, I got two friends, two people I've known in my lifetime is doing their thing, and we are just so happy. So happy this morning that they are part and they're in the Hall of Fame. We'll talk about that and get some numbers for them. But one thing I want to do this morning, we're going to start out when you deal with, and not deal, but when you're working with one of the most outstanding organizations as I am today, you must tune in. We've mastered the internet, providing information, that source. We have these stations, I call it stations, where we broadcast for you, and we have a newsletter. So we want everyone to get involved with the newsletter, and I will mention this throughout today. 214-941-0110. You can't beat it. 214-941-0110. While we're getting everybody in line this morning, if you go to our e-blast, and you definitely could get on again, 214-941-0110. You can get on that e-blast. For the one for today, I want you to think about celebrating 196 years of the Black Press. And we're part of that, and we need you all, the Black-owned media. Isn't that something? Black-owned. Let you know, we got it. After celebrating 196 years, August Aware Month, Hair Loss, National Wellness Month, National Black Business Month. Let me go back over this. Hair Loss, National Hair Loss, National Wellness Month, and the National Black Business Month for the month of August. The 50th anniversary of hip-hop, Nas, Sugar Hill Gang, MSGT, you name it, hip-hop. I mean, the Sugar Hill, everybody know, to the hip, to the hop, to the hip, to the hip, to the hip-hop, you don't stop rocking. To the bang bang boogie, so up jump the boogie, to the boogie, to the boogie beat. All right, so we got it all covered. All right, in the news, don't forget our Don't Believe the Hype Celebrity Bowl-a-thon Saturday, September 9th, 2023. A VIP reception starts at 6 p.m. The registration for the event starts at 7:30. It's going to be at the AMF, DeSoto Lanes. We've moved our venue that we've been in previous years is not available to us, but we will be in DeSoto, Texas at the AMF DeSoto Lanes, 121 North Gate in DeSoto. Some of the celebrity guests we've had over the years, Dr. Frederick Douglass Haynes, the new executive director, Operation Push, State Senator Royce West, the Honorable Ron Kirk. And, you know, over the years, we've had so many people, and I would be remiss if I didn't start out with Dick Gregory, who for many years supported us in this cause. We've had some good conversations. Some things, I mean, he had paper, news articles. Now, remember, he was a comedian at one time, comedian turned activist. So he really had his ear to the sidewalk trying to make a difference for people who look like him. Can't put it any other way. He is sadly missed, but his spirit still permeates through our events, such as Don't Believe the Hype Celebrity Bowl-a-thon. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Going through the e-blast now, Education Spotlight on Jack Yates, Principal Stephanie Square. Jack Yates is down in Houston. And want to wish them the very best as school gets started again. Be aware, this is a lot of schools are starting much earlier. And we want to make sure that we be aware of the kids that are on the streets, especially some of these new ones. Some of these new ones that are out here, and we want to make sure we are drive with caution. Nearly 1,000 jobs cut hit 4 North Texas companies. Layoffs at Yellow, which is the biggest trucking company, FedEx, Vibra Healthcare, and Ericsson Inc. will all be affected by workers in Dallas, DeSoto, Fort Worth, Plano, according to their notices. Now, we found out this week that Yellow Truck Company, one of the largest companies, and you will be surprised the amount of companies that Yellow touch. You know, we see the big Walmart trucks, but there are things that take, Yellow take items to Walmart on behalf of other companies. And they're really showing the effect there. But in our area, nearly 1,000 jobs are cut, are hitting 4 North Texas companies. And I will repeat those again. Layoffs at the Yellow Corp, which is a trucking company, FedEx Corp, Vibra Healthcare, Ericsson Inc., will all be affected in the Dallas, DeSoto, Fort Worth, and Plano areas. I know Yellow is over in Irving, one of their big areas. 1,000 people, and we'll talk about this a little bit later as well, being according to the layoff notices filed with the Texas Workforce Commission. The layoffs will take place in trucking from Yellow Firm, as I mentioned earlier, logistic giant FedEx Corp, hospitals such as Vibra, and telecommunications of Ericsson. When you talk about Yellow Corp, Yellow Corp is based in Nashville, laid off 530 employees at its Dallas location last Friday. Yellow, which has been in business for nearly 100 years, was once considered a leader in transporting goods across this country. However, the company has been unable to dig itself out of a $1.5 billion debt. Yellow has historically proven that it could not manage itself despite billions of dollars in worker concessions and hundreds of millions in bailout funding from the federal government. The Teamsters General President Sean M. O'Brien, in a statement, and I quote, "This is a sad day for the workers and the American freight industry," end quote. Much of the company's debt is originated in 2020 with the Yellow, when it took out a $700 million loan from the government as part of the COVID-19 relief program. According to government documents, Yellow has repaid $230 million, but still owes nearly $500 million. In addition, $54.8 million in interest. $554 million is owed. Yellow informed his staff on Friday they will be ceasing operations, according to the Teamsters. If Yellow files a bankruptcy as expected, it could become the largest trucking failure in history. Across the U.S., some 30,000 workers are affected by the closure of Yellow. FedEx, Memphis base, is laying off 280 workers from its Fort Worth location, according to his notice to the state. Layoffs begin September 23rd. Those who live in the Dallas Metroplex know that Alliance Airport, which is located in Fort Worth, far north Fort Worth, was the hub of FedEx and a lot of companies because of it's a, considered a freight airport. And they're laying off some workers, 280 in the Dallas Metroplex area. This move comes in wake of FedEx upper management as former CEO and Atlas Air Worldwide John Dietrich took over as CEO of the company on Tuesday. Dietrich said he hopes to bring back more cost-effective solutions to transportation and e-commerce of this particular company. And I quote, "Together, we will deliver on the tremendous opportunity FedEx has to expand the margins and improve returns as we build off a lower cost base, which will deliver significant long-term value for our stockholders," end quote. So things are shaking up not only around the world, but right here in the Dallas metropolitan area. Ericsson, another one, has affected this week as well. Their Swedish telecommunications firm will lay off about 64 employees in the U.S. headquarters in Plano by September 29th, according to notice. I quote, "This strategy change will provide added flexibility, reduce costs, and simply our operations allowing us to operate more effectively and efficiently, better to serve the changing needs of our customers," end quote, the company said on the notice. Viber Healthcare, very familiar with them. Out of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, Viber-based healthcare told our source they will lay off 76 employees from their specialty hospital in DeSoto, Texas. 76. That would affect quite a few people. Earlier this year, Viber Hospital in Massachusetts also announced it will be laying off 87 employees by August 15th, and it moves to a new location in the state. So there's a chance that Dallas will lose Viber, which is a subacute hospital. And let me explain how that works. Usually if you're sick and have surgery, you will go to the main hospital's major surgery, not so much the cosmetic surgeries or a knee or something, but major surgeries. And then once they heal and have X amount of days, and you have to understand the system. The system works. Your insurance will say you will last eight days. I'm just picking numbers. And you better believe 7 days they're getting ready to move you out. To a lower skill facility, which is Vibra, do rehab there. And they have set amount of days. If it's 30 days, they will get $30 worth of monies. But if they can get you out in 15, they will. I've worked for hospitals like Vibra, and it's all about the bottom line. It's very unfortunate. They make sure you have your ADLs, average daily living skills. But if they're only getting paid for 30, it's a win-win when they get you out at 20. And so if you even have a setback and you go back into the acute care hospital, when you come back, the 30 days start over. And I'm telling you, that business itself, you see people trying to not reach 30 days so they can still make some money off the case. It's not fair. And I even made some notices when I was there. But that's how they roll their business. So Vibra out of Vibra out of Pennsylvania is shutting down or reducing their workforce here in DeSoto. So again, you can go to the Dallas Morning News, which is we're tag team with them here with Cheryl Smith Enterprises, but 1,000 jobs in North Texas will be cut. Wow, that's a heck of a story. Now, some of the other things that we're following, and again, you can get this on eBlast. All you have to do is call 214-941-0110. National Association of Black Journalists, 23, the National Association, had a meeting in Birmingham, and everyone is working overtime to ensure that 3,000 journalists are treated well. They're going to be in Birmingham, and folks, let me just kind of recap. We all know the importance of Birmingham, especially in the civil rights movement. You have the 16th Street Church where the three little girls were bombed. If you ever go to Birmingham, you must go to that. Go see it. You know, I have this sixth sense about me, and I tell my friends, when I've gone places, I can hear the cries. I mean, I'm just in tune with what's going on, especially when I was there in Birmingham, and the Civil Rights Museum is right across the street where Fred Schoeder's work. If you've heard that name, it was with Dr. King when he was writing the letter from the jail in Birmingham, Alabama. So much history, and I could just kind of feel that I've lived it in my mind. I've read it time and time. And like I said, I just have that sixth sense about me where you can just feel the pain, not only from the church, but those who suffered in that area. And speaking of these great museums, African-American museums, you have the one in Birmingham, you have the one in Memphis that is connected with the Lorraine Motel, the place where Dr. King was assassinated. Houston, Dallas, right here with Dr. Harry Robinson. What an outstanding individual. Let me get real country. He has a plethora of information that he always provides. I was on their board. I'm going to try to get back on their board because I am deep down inside a history buff. All those things are going on, and you know how we know about those history items? It's because of the black press. The black press made sure our neighborhoods got the information that they needed, and we really thrived on that material that was provided. In my hometown in Tampa, it was the Florida Sentinel. There are many more today, but we look forward on Tuesdays, on Fridays, to get the newspaper. And they actually, for Tuesday, came out early on Monday in certain areas of the town. And we always laugh about the Florida Sentinel. It did. It had deaths. It's everything about Tampa. And now they're electronically provided, and a lot of people, I like that too, of course, keeping up with everything. Again, with deaths, this, that, and the other, you will find out. I've researched and found out that your classmates have died. Not a great note, but it's at least keeping you informed of what's going on, especially being in another area. So the black press has been there, and then we have three, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Texas Metro News, the Garland Journal, and My Eye Messenger. Three publications. And so it's no excuse. You can go online and find these publications as well. They're having an L.A. Befford Awards luncheon on Thursday, August 10th at noon in the Arts District Mansion. You have to go there. If you're here in the Dallas area, a great, great judge, L.A. Befford, just unbelievable gentleman, and he's left his mark here in Dallas. Other things you can do, we have a 5K walk, Jeezy at the dock. Oh, man, so many things are going on, and you can catch it all right here. We'll give you a little bit more blurb on this a little bit later in the show, but I'm just so excited to be here. We'll stop right there, but you can get these e-blasts no matter where you are. Call 214-941-0110. It's about 8:30, and we're at the top of the hour. We're going to have Dr. Rodriguez come on and just give you some helpful hints on some things that are out there. I get so excited. I wish I could bring her on now, but I know she's waiting for the top of the hour. But you can find these things. I want to talk about as well, and we're going to get some more people on here shortly, is why are people trying to stay away from Florida? My home state. But why are people trying to stay away? from Florida. Floridity. You know, some people call it so many things. But we're telling you why. The main thing is that our current governor down in the state of Florida is really waking up woke. Some of the things that he's talking about, you have blacks that are there in the state. They should be 38 pistol hot over some things that are going on. How can you erase a history of people in this country? I know the state of Florida is trying. You know, we always hear about Jamestown, Virginia. But can you believe that St. Augustine, Florida, was one of the landing points as well? And think about when we left the west coast of Africa. If you go to Brazil, the east coast of South America, there are a lot of people that look like you and I that are on now. Had that melanin, let me make sure, we just say melanin, but melanin in their system to protect against the ultraviolet rays, sun rays. You know, a lot of our brothers and sisters that don't have the melanin that we have tend to burn quickly. Now, don't get it twisted. We burn too. But we can stand a little bit more than others. People realize that having darker skin, they can protect themselves. And I tell people all the time, we have something that copper tone can't give us. You can't wear what I'm wearing on my skin from a bottle. But they love to tan up to help deal with the weather. Isn't that something? Can't stand you, but want to be like you. Only in America. You chew out DeSantis. You chew out Disney. Disney is the number one employer in the state of Florida. Number one. And you are jacking with them. Now, if this would not have been Sunday morning, I would have had another choice of words. You're jacking with them. Why? Because of what they stand for. They've been entertaining families for many years, and I'm sure when he was growing up in Florida, he went to Disney World. What kid that grew up in Florida did not go to Disney World? I was there so much, I knew every song. I even wanted to be a Mouseketeer. A black Mouseketeer. Mouseketeer, excuse me. Cubby and Annette and all them. Oh, I was ready to sing. I even had my song ready. I'll sing it a little bit later, keep you interested. But when Disney, I've told it 1,000 times, and I'm going to tell it again. When Walt Disney and crew came to Florida trying to find a place that they could set their enterprises up that was similar to Disneyland, they looked at Miami. And let me give you a little history about that. If you ever were reside or ever went through Florida, Florida had a very simple way of letting you know where people were from. Dade County was the largest county. They had a 1 on their tag. 2 was Jacksonville or Duval County. 3 was Hillsborough County, which is Tampa. 4 was Pinellas, which is Clearwater and St. Pete. 5 was Lakeland or Polk County. 6, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Orlando. So here's the folks from Disney coming down. They're really wanting Tampa because Miami had the beaches. Jacksonville was a little cooler than people could imagine, being from Florida, but we always call that South Georgia up in Jacksonville, Florida. So they came to Tampa. Tampa had a new airport. Tampa was really trying to get international flights, really doing well. They talked to the powers that be that were in Tampa, and they wanted Disney to be there. Well, the powers that be mentioned to Disney and company that they had Busch Gardens, and they didn't need anything else. I pause because I want to say, why in the living heck would you turn down? You knew the success of Disneyland in California, but Tampa could have had Disney World. So the powers that be said, well, okay, well, you have Busch Gardens. We can have more. Because remember, in Orlando, they have two theme parks. California, they have Magic Mountain. They have many, many theme parks. And Tampa could have been the headliner or whatever for theme parks because they would have had Busch Gardens as well as Disney. So the Disney folks were a little pissed off. They get on I-4, because mind you, there were only 75 that went to Tampa and I-4. And both terminated in Tampa at the time. They get on I-4 heading straight for Daytona. And then the powers that be inquired about the area that was just on the other side of Lakeland, Kissimmee. A lot of people call it Kissimmee, but Chief Kissimmee, and found Lake Bonavista. And the rest is history. And the sentence is trying to just jack with them. And you're taking money out of your economy. People are losing jobs based on the plan that he wants. If you're a governor of any state, you want to keep, I would think you would want to keep the largest employer in your state. That's a no-brainer. They had a lifetime agreement with the state of certain taxes they would and would not pay. Because when they come to Disney World, the tourism, is very high. I mean, dollars to the surrounding area. Whether it's Polk County, as I mentioned, Kissimmee, where a lot of people do live, and that's the entrance of Disney World on that end down with Kissimmee. Then you have SeaWorld. All this is going on in the Orlando metropolitan area. But you're fighting that. You're getting them to pull things out of school that helped shape Florida, helped shape this country. I want to ask Governor DeSantis, are we that nervous about the past of our cities and or state of the accomplishments that blacks made? Do we want to put white paint on history? Do we want to go back and erase what got us here today? Well, if you get rid of woke, I guess it also gets rid of Master and Eddie, all the folks that were involved in that. And if we remember Roots, if we remember Django, but the movie that stands out the most is Mandingo. Things have not been the same since Ken Norton went up to the big house. and the baby came out with a natural tan. It was even in the movie Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence and a whole slew. Let me get like my old teacher, a whole plethora of superstars in it. And when the can't get right, went up and had a baby and the baby came with a tan. That shocked the world. Shocked the world better than Muhammad Ali. But those are the things that happen in this country. Why are we trying to erase that? Are there some hidden jewels that you don't want the world to know? I think we know most of them. Or are there hidden rules out there? Hidden jewels or rules, whatever you want. Quite interesting. That's about 8:41. Welcome to the world. According to Drew, I'm Andrew Woodham live from the studio. Just getting something off my chest this morning. Top of the hour, Dr. Rodriguez will be in to drop her load on us this morning. Some of the things that we talked about, some of the companies that are downsizing here in Texas, Yellow Trucking, is getting ready to shock the world by shutting down one of the major, major transportation companies in this country, closing the door. Fiber Healthcare, same thing. Acute hospital here in the Dallas Metroplex area, FedEx, out pretty much Alliance Airport and some of the surrounding areas, are reducing their workforce. Folks, that's why it's so important that we get our kids. You can be smarty, which is good, but we're more smarter when we know how to work the system. Put money away. Make sure your kids and grandkids get that firm foundation. Because they can take whatever they want from you, but they'll never be able to take what's between your ears. You got to love it. You got to love it. All right. As we go, classes in session. You're going to learn something today. Forget efforts to stifle or rewrite history. We are in control. Can you tip? Let me read that again. Class is in session. You're going to learn something today. Forget efforts to stifle or rewrite history. We are in control. And we've been in control for a long time. I know others are really trying to keep us out of power, but we've made too many contributions. I jokingly said that I know Ben Franklin wasn't flying no kite in the rain. They keep telling us that. But I know Jedediah was flying that kite. This key got struck. Jedediah fell down. He got up, told Mr. Franklin, I think we got electricity. That fact. Alexander Graham Bell with the telephone. You think he was stretching lines? Now you have a lot of underground cable, but at one time he was putting line up on the poles for us to enjoy telephone. And now you can talk on the telephone, don't even need a cord. Right there in front of us. Those are the things that we're experiencing. And we're trying to go backwards. Why? Some of the things in our e-blast, just shaking your head. Karen and I were harassing. This is just a feature there. What's cooking? Country basket skillet. We caught him cheating. It was so funny. So you get on. Class of 2023, Jonathan Harris, Florida State University. Words to live by. Don't be afraid to stop over again, to start over again. This time, you're not starting from scratch. You're starting from experience. You know what? I'm going to use that. I like that a lot. Again, don't be afraid to start over again. This time, you're not starting from scratch. You're starting from experience. Very, very good. Our superb woman is Elder Demetrius Smith. She's an author, entrepreneur, mentor, church elder, community activist, over 20 years of experience in training and curriculum facilitation and design, leadership development, professional business coaching. She frequently develops customized corporate and individual training programs and seminars. A graduate of Texas Wesleyan University and a bachelor's degree in political science and communication. She also holds a master's degree in global leadership and a doctorate of business administration with an emphasis in leadership development from the Walden University. Elder Smith is ordained minister as director of the Potter's House Dallas chapter of Best Buds. She is also the founder and CEO of Creeping Vines Online. Dedicated to mental health awareness, education, and assessment. A proud member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Check out her book. If you go online, I told everyone, if you get our daily blab again, just dial 214-941-0110 and you can see the link there and get some information. Again, our superb woman of the day, Elder Demetrius Smith. We'll look at some other things a little bit later as we approach. I'm so excited about today and some of the things that are going on. We have Dr. Rodriguez that's coming on. I thoroughly enjoy that every Sunday. And I'm getting everything straight on this end to follow her. I'm hoping to get some people on. What a beautiful day on yesterday. Ken Riley was elected into the Hall of Fame, Football Hall of Fame. Now, I know some people over the years, but these two people of late, Ken Riley had the opportunity to talk in depth with him as a student leader when I was in college. Very low-key young man, but he spoke volumes. He played a position in the National Football League that he was not familiar with. They didn't want any black quarterbacks at the time. The James Harrises, the Marlon Briscoes. They did not want that, and that was Paul Brown. If that name sounds familiar, Paul Brown started the Cleveland Browns. Then he left Cleveland and went to Cincinnati and started the Bengals. So a lot can be said about that. Again, all of that is going on, and we should be paying attention. But two, Fred McGriff, a couple weeks ago, childhood buddy in the Baseball Hall of Fame. You know what? I my hat's off to Fred. We played every sport. You know, I would play you in checkers, ping pong, try to hit the golf ball, everything. Wrestle, basketball, football, track. Hey, you name it, I was doing it. Checkers, marbles, I was very competitive. Rock, paper, scissors. Oh, yeah. I was going to win. We're going to play till I win, till I get up, too. But that's the type of person I was. But in the midst of trying to win all the time, you also learn to be a good sport and how to deal with losses, even if when you've given your best. When you're giving your best and you don't reach that pinnacle, it's a lot easier to swallow versus when you know you're good, they know you're good, and just don't want to give it to you. That's a horse of a different color. So I'm so excited about what's going on in these cities. We'll go back and talk some more, get some more business, as we call it, spotlights. Go over some birthdays a little bit later. But it's about 51 minutes after the hour. Dr. Rodriguez, if you're ready to come on, you can if you want to. Just press 1 and I'll swing it out to you. I know we're about 9 minutes early. But if you're ready, I'll just wait on your cue. All right, she is ready. I got a little something for you. I've been waiting on this. And I'm going to try to cut it up. This is for you. This is your theme music. Tell me something good. Good morning, Dr. Rodriguez. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Great music.
So tell me something good this morning. That's what I've been thinking, what could I find? I'm going to chop that up so we don't have all the other stuff. Just tell me something good. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I was actually going to speak about some stuff that I haven't started taking it yet, but I have ordered it and I'm getting ready to start taking it. But it's called Cordyceps, and that's spelled Cordyceps.
Repeat it again for me.
Cordyceps, and it's Cordyceps. CEPS.
And you know my fingers working fast here, trying to find it.
It's part of my mushroom supplements, but it actually is a fungus.
Okay.
It's
I say okay. That's the first thing came up, fungus. But go ahead.
Yeah, it's a fungus, and it usually lives on a certain caterpillar in the high mountain regions of China, and it's known through Chinese medicine to replenish the kidney, soothe the lungs, stop bleeding, and eliminate phlegm. And it's been used for the treatment of fatigue, cough, hyposexuality, asthenia after severe illness, renal dysfunction, and renal failure. But like here in the United States, Cordyceps supplements are popular among athletes. It's believed to benefit athletic performance. It improves blood flow, it increases oxygen utilization, and it also functions as an anti antioxidant. It's real good for energy. It may also benefit.
I guess I need to find me some cordyceps now. Yesterday.
Oh, I ordered some last weekend. I just haven't got it yet. I ordered the liquid supplement that you take it under your tongue. Because I have a lot of girlfriends at work, a lot of nurses.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing is they're buying the mushroom tea, and that mushroom tea is kind of nasty. So I bought some little supplements that you just stick under your tongue, or you can put it in water, you can put it in tea, or you can put it in coffee. But
now,
the ones they have, that's
daily. Is that a daily supplement?
You can take it daily. And it's like certain times you take certain mushrooms. And it's like more than one, but I just wanted to start with this one because this right here is my favorite.
Okay. Now, when they talk about the health benefits, and I'm looking at cordyceps, as you mentioned earlier, may improve athletic performance, may benefit heart health, may manage diabetes, may reduce inflammation, anti-aging properties, anti-tumor effects, nutritional facts, risks, and tips, assuming. You're right. Go ahead.
I said it's got a lot of benefits. It benefits heart health by improving your blood lipids, your fat levels, and it also treats arrhythmia or irregular heartbeat. And the way it helps your blood sugar, it decreases blood sugar levels by improving glucose metabolism.
Okay.
Or, in other words, how effectively the body processes sugar from food we eat.
Mm.
And then, like, people who already have diabetes, it can help protect against the nerve damage caused by diabetes. Now, it's really good. Inflammation is usually a normal response to injury or infection, and it's like something that's necessary to our healing process. But it's been known that the it actually helps boost immunity and prevent replication of viral RNA, and it also protects against viral infections. But, like, when you have a lot of inflammation, several chronic health conditions like heart diseases, the autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, it can cause irritable bowel disease. Diabetes is also a chronic inflammation disease. So is depression, certain types of cancer, asthma, and neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's. But cordyceps has been shown by some studies to regulate the pathways involved in inflammation.
Okay. Yeah, now looking at, like you said, you mentioned something before. A lot of the kids are using these cordyceps or professional athletes. But, I always tell people for every good fact that you have, there are some other things that we need to always look at, especially the risks. Consuming it, just to be fair, to get both sides. But they say it can cause some nausea, diarrhea, dry mouth, headache, bloating, throat discomfort, and some allergic reactions. And those who have lupus, multiple sclerosis, they're saying just check with your healthcare provider. And that's what we want people. A lot of these are supplements that Dr. Rodriguez is providing for us. If you have some health issues, check with your physician. Again, we just giving you some ideas and some things that will assist. But you clear these things up with your doctor, because we don't want to be on the hook. We're not responsible for things that occur. However, we'll give you a disclaimer. However, these are some known ways, but talk with your physician and make sure that things are okay with this. Because I don't have but two nickels, and if I give Dr. Rodriguez one, that's all we got to rub together. So, that's what we got to rub together.
Huh?
I say that's all we got to rub together. Two nickels.
Yeah. Cordyceps also eliminates and it neutralizes the free radicals in your body.
Okay.
And like that could play a significant role in anti-aging and like the development of age-related diseases such as dementia, arthritis, and cancers. And then we have some test tube studies that show that cordyceps has a lot of, as you said earlier, anti-tumor effects, especially on leukemia and the cancer cells of the colon, the lungs, liver, bladder, breast, and prostate. And then I have a fun fact about cordyceps that I know you'll find very, very amusing. Like, if you have a chance, look up zombie ant fungus, because that's another name for cordyceps.
Zombie?
Ant fungus.
Ant?
Ant fungus.
Okay. Boy, it popped up. Okay. I guess everybody, so can I put chocolate on it and be a chocolate covered zombie
no,
ant?
No, not really.
Oh.
No, this right here is, this herb can also, it can make zombies. It was a movie out, and I can't remember the name of the movie, but what it does is usually spiders and ants, the cordyceps can make the, what it does is it takes all the nutrients and everything out of the ant or the spider, and then it just, it mind controls. It actually puts this little spores and stuff inside of the ant or the spider, and then it gets the ant or the spider to migrate to a climate more hospitable for it to thrive and grow. It will it drains all the nutrients from the host, and then it fills the host body with spores, and these spores allow the fungus to reproduce.
Okay.
It also the host to seek a higher ground and remain there before it expels the spores into the atmosphere. So it's like really cool. On the movie, this is usually done, like it's got to expel the spores, and the air actually moves the spores around to where they can find new hosts. I think in the movie it had the ants and the zombies biting each other. I guess it was make it more dramatic. But that's a fun fact.
Go ahead. When you think of zombies, you think of and they say it, like zombies, you kind of that's all I'm thinking, the zombies in the movies. You creating a nightmare for us already. For those who are listening, we were talking about the zombie fungus effect on humans. They have ants. And I don't know, they look like they're, I don't know if the word, this is just my description. You can go online and look this up too. Like they caramelize or something, some kind of state where the fungus grow over them. And, oh, boy.
No,
I've fallen in ant beds. Oh, my goodness.
It takes them over, and it runs them. They're no longer ants anymore. They're more like a cordyceps.
So they're not walking around like that? Like we think of zombies. Ooh, how parasitic fungus turns ants into zombies.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where's Frankenstein when you need him? Wow.
So even so many benefits, it's not giving that ant and them spiders, it's not giving them any benefits at all.
Oh, no. But they're sacrificing their life to make life better for us.
Mm.
It's funny how the food changed, but you know, some people like chocolate covered ants. that's above my pay grade on that one, the chocolate covered ants. My luck, it might be one that's covered with chocolate that might be revived once I break that chocolate seal. And then he crawling around stinging my intestines. Nah, that's something I got to think about. That's a career move I have to think about right now.
You can get one of them zombie ants with chocolate.
Look, I wouldn't be surprised if Bucky's start selling. They sell everything else, caramelized this, chocolate this. That's a whole different
story.
Well,
I stopped there last. I didn't see any chocolate-covered ants.
They selling that out the back.
Out the back.
You remember them little stores, what they sold out the front door versus what they had in the back?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Life in the big city. I tell you, I really get a kick out of this, and I look forward to this. This is absolutely wonderful. Again, I'm Andrew Wiggum with the World According to Drew. Dr. Rodriguez giving us our helpful hints, talking about, I'm so stuck on the ants, I can't think of that now. But
cordyceps.
Yeah, cordyceps. And it's, you know, women. And here's something else I was just going across. You were talking again about the fungus affecting the way we, hold on. Look, the sun coming into the studio kind of bright. Now I've been down all morning. Humans cannot carry the fungus that is affected by it in any way due to the high internal temperatures of the human body. So that's what the fungus of the ants. You know, athletes increase blood, supply. I got so much going on this page. It's just unbelievable. I got to find that page again. Usually I take my notes, but mushrooms, you can do everything you want to do when you do it with this. But folks, always, anything that we do tell you, it is helpful, but make sure you check with your physician. Again, I say that disclaimer all the time because we don't want you to, these can be additives to what you already have, but if you come off some medication and think this is going to do it, check with your doctor. Please check with your doctor. We both are in the medicine field. Sometimes I have different ways of thinking when it comes to medicine. Are we trying to fix or create something? And sometimes even by fixing, it may open up another door for something else to occur.
Mm-hmm.
That's just mine. I won't say it's Dr. Rodriguez, but we see things more than you could even imagine. And if you give A, will A always make you want B? Or will C come along after A and B are completed? Those are the things that we've been looking at over the years. And I know it's been 40 plus years for me, from studying and to where we are today. But it's people like Dr. Rodriguez that motivate me to do more. I need to get in here and get some more degrees. Because in my house, I think I'm the only one with one degree. I started the race good, but I'm at the end of the, I'm still on the track, running. And so they inspire me. Dr. Rodriguez inspired me. We've been knowing each other for years, and just to see her grow professionally and through her education and her professional ethics is important, and it's rubbing off, and I need to do something because my competitive nature, if you've known me for a long time, I'm not going to finish every race last. So it's time to speed up, get back to the front of the line like I always have. But, you know, life takes us through many things, and you can make those excuses. However, it all starts from within you. So those who are out there, if you have some dreams, do it. You know, if we don't reach those dreams when we pass, that's just something that occurs. But if you try in your soul, you would know that you've at least attempted to better yourselves, whether it's through education, health-wise, or whatever the case may be. And that's where I want my soul to rest, knowing that I gave it everything that I had during this life that we share here on earth. And I hope that all of you feel that way because, you know, there are a lot of people, and Dr. Rodriguez, I say this loosely, but I mean it a lot. There are a lot of educated fools out there.
There are.
And whatever field, you know, you might have the smarts, but may not have the practical means to utilize the smarts. And people say, how do you say that? I've seen some brilliant folks that can't cope with much.
Yep.
So those are the things that we need. But sometimes you have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, well, what do I want to do? Am I willing to make the sacrifice to help myself, which helps my family? Those are the things. And that's what I'm committing myself through a lot that I'm doing, committing myself or recommitting myself, because I was on fire coming out of school. Everything, I had so many offers, not even in my field of study, but that's what I liked. I turned it down to continue. And I promised my dean, who was my mother's nursing teacher, she told me, she said, Andrew, I think you could take this thing a little further than others may have thought about. Take what you got and make it work. That's all she told me. And I sat up there and asked her. She said, well, you interpret that the way you want to. I know I gave it out there to keep you hungry. So she's going on, but yet that still looms large in my mind. And it's time. I talked about it and come up with so many excuses, making sure the kids had what they needed. It's time for me to do me. That's not like a Beyonce song. I'm here to do me. Nobody's song. But it's about 14 minutes after the hour. Again, you're listening to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew William Live from Studio A, Dr. Rodriguez. As always, giving us some fantastic information that we can follow for our health. All that zombie, that really has kind of knocked me down a little bit. The zombie fungus spider. So now, when I sleep with the ants, I'm going, ooh. Oh, that's ghosts. That might be ghosts. But, boy, these mushrooms, I don't care where we go, mushrooms just come into play.
You know that we share nearly 50% of our DNA with the fungi, right?
Wow. Didn't know that.
And we contract many of the same viruses as a fungi. That's another fun fact.
Wow. So we like fungi.
50%. Mm-hmm. Nearly 50% anyway.
Well, I touched a button on my screen that had it's growing mushrooms in the page. Do you have that on there?
Growing mushrooms on the page?
Uh-huh. I was looking at the... Cordyceps fungus,
mm-hmm.
and then if a mushroom popped up at the bottom, and every time you hit the mushroom, you get more mushroom invading my screen.
Oh, so the mushrooms are invading your screen right now?
Uh-huh. Do you think it's going to be my tea I had?
Now right there is a zombie computer fungi now, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's, look, I press X. But here's another question. Are cordyceps mushrooms dangerous? And the not-so-scary story behind cordyceps. So, folks, there's a lot of material that you could be reading. Again, we're just putting things out there for you, but it's still up to you to read about it. A little more juicy, ready for more in this section. This particular one, it says, traditional users, proper sourcing and the highest quality, effective dose, best time to take. For sigmatic products with the lion's mane. Boy, how to maximize benefits by pairing with the right ingredients.
Yeah, it's like three mushrooms you take in the morning, you take one at noon, and then there's like two or three that you take in the evening. But I'll get more into it next week, because lion's mane is also.
Yeah, look, I appreciate that. And folks, don't go out there trying to pick the mushrooms out of the yard. That's not what we're talking about. Don't get them.
Because there are lots of mushrooms that we're using right now. There's lion's mane. There's chaga. There's just like many, many.
Yeah, I saw that lion's mane.
Mm-hmm. Lion's mane is a beast now. And then there's the shiitake, a mushroom. It's just like there's so many. But I'm only starting off with five or six to see how they benefit me first.
Well, you're talking about lion's mane. All I'm thinking about now is the Wizard of Oz. Courage. Courage. The Cowardly Lion. But, you know, I just like to make fun of just add a lighter side to the situation. Because our health, we only get one chance at this life thing. And folks, let's make it the best that we can make it. Right now, just to take a break here, some of the birthdays we have, and hopefully they're listening, Steve Pinkett, David Robertson, Richard Muhammad, Aaliyah Ali, Lena Jones, and LaSherry Smith. All the celebrating birthdays. And some of the things, Miss Andrew, we got to get you some tickets. Do you want to go to the Riverfront Jazz Festival? That'll be here, I guess, in a couple of weeks. I'll see if I can get some tickets if you want some to go to the jazz.
Especially if it's morning.
Huh?
I said, especially if it's early in the morning. I'm not that fond of heat.
Yeah, but some of it's going to be like in the convention center.
Oh, okay. That sounds even better. Air conditioning.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I tell you, I think about over the years, you know, I am a huge Erykah Badu fan. I'm fan, excuse me. If anybody asks you, my family knows. Erykah Badu. I would go, that is my Beyonce, like these kids go to, they do anything to go see Beyonce. I would go see Miss Badu. And usually she's been kicking this off. I met Patty Austin a few years ago. Went backstage and took pictures with her. Had a good time. Very good time. So a lot of stars have come in and out. And you marvel them. But, you know, you find out after talking to her that they're just plain old people with a gift. When the lights are not on, they have the showmanship, the character, the ability to bring you in, suck you in to their world for 2 hours or an hour, whatever the time limit they're out on the stage. But when you talk to them, you know, it's not, you don't have to change your jargon or anything. You just talk. And I've enjoyed that opportunity. I had some friends. I was able to be backstage a couple of times. But those are the things that I enjoy the most, especially about the people in doing what I'm doing. So I'm excited. Let me know if you if you're interested, and I'll try to see what we can do, because we really appreciate your contribution to this particular show. Ooh, that was a mouthful, but we got it out. But some of the other things as we go, again, if you're interested in this particular e-blast, call 214-941-0110. Give them your email, and you can get these daily as well. So much is going on. Yes, 196 years of the Black Press telling the story. It has some great sponsors. And I tell you, it's just, Dr. Rodriguez is just so much fun with the people that I associate myself with this organization. And it just makes it that much better. All right. It's about 23 minutes after the hour. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning in the world, according to Drew. Having a good time. Still kind of mummified a little bit over some things that were said earlier. I got shake it off. But some of the things that we still... People pick up your Black Press. Gold, a lot of them are digitized. One report a couple of weeks ago, Frisco police mistakenly hold a Black family at gunpoint. And they were going to a basketball tournament. And they held a Black family with kids, pulled guns. What is this world coming to? You know, and sometimes they may get it right, but while you have the ones that you don't get it right, look at the scar that you put. It just doesn't go away. It just doesn't go away when your kids are at gunpoint. Mom and daddy being seen at gunpoint. You have scarred those kids. You apologize, but with the apology, will never take away that vivid vision or thought or hearing that that child experienced at that particular moment. It will never erase that. And you pretty much have scarred the kids. It doesn't have to be that way. You know, we talk about the election coming up and potential of this and that and the other. Folks, you really need to get involved, see what's going on around this country. Because next year, and where did time go? Next year, we will vote for another president. We'll have another presidential election. It may be President Biden again. But this time has gone so fast. 20 was the election. The insurrection was in 2021. And now we got another election coming up. They have primaries, and then they have almost a year to to go for it, it's going to be interesting. All these lawsuits that are coming up against these particular people, it's going to be something else. But we've had Dr. Rodriguez, she'll probably stay on a little bit. We ask her to tell us something good. But on this 6th day of August, I tell you, it's been a wonderful ride so far. A wonderful ride. And we will continue as we go. For those who have joined in, if you have some questions of Dr. Rodriguez, of the items that we talked about today, or if you have any general questions for me, I will take them. All you got to do is press 1. We'll get you on. We have some callers on the line. So feel free. Some of the things that we talked about, and we'll let Dr. Rodriguez recap. Just giving you some alternatives along with, and I give you our disclaimer, still check with your physician that you have. But Dr. Rodriguez, go ahead and run that by us again, those items that you provided for us.
Okay. You want the fun ones or you just want you can treat.
Well, you can do both. You start the same way you start out.
Okay, you can. Well, what they do is they replenish the kidney, they soothe the lungs, stop bleeding, they eliminate phlegm. They can be used for the treatment of fatigue, cough, hyposexuality, asthenia after severe illness, renal dysfunction, and renal failure. And here in the U.S., though, a lot of athletes use them because they improve blood flow, increase oxygen utilization, and they also function as an antioxidant. They improve blood lipid levels, and they treat arrhythmia. They decrease blood sugar levels, improve glucose metabolism. Let me see what else. They're real good for inflammation, especially chronic inflammation. What they do is they regulate specific pathways involved in the inflammation. And I was telling you, like, chronic inflammation can cause heart disease, autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, irritable bowel disease, diabetes, depression, certain types of cancer, asthma, and neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's disease. And then, like, the fun things is another name for the cordyceps is the zombie ant fungus. And the reason we say that is because what happens with the insect is that, like, when one of those spores that I was talking about earlier flies off and it hits another ant or a spider, what they do is, like, when they jump onto the bodies of these insects, they continue to grow because this cordyceps is a parasitic. It's a parasite pretty much, and it consumes the insect from the inside out. And what happens is it produces these root-like structures, and those root-like structures actually turn into mushrooms. When the insect's insides are fully devoured by the root-like structures, and like when external conditions are just right, what happens is a spear-shaped mushroom or a fruit body grows out of the insect's head. And this fruit body or mushroom is then harvested for its medicinal and health benefits. Now, I didn't say that earlier, but I thought it was a fun fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's good. But you know what? I think about all the chemistry labs I've had, the anatomy, physiology, and some of those things. And I remember looking in microbiology. We looked at the petri dish, and if something moved, we had to let them know. And it's just a lot of people out here that are making great contributions to our society by bringing things up as this. And as I continue to look, folks, if you go to the page where you have the cordyceps fungus, when you go Google, and then Dr. Rodriguez, you'll see that mushroom that I was talking about, and you press that mushroom, and they start growing on your page. So,
wow.
Folks, don't think I'm crazy, and I have not taken anything today. I'm just making an observation on my screen of that. Somebody can say, he already on the mushroom today. No.
You want them shrooms?
No,
though?
Not today. Not today or tomorrow. But, you know, we try to have a good time in this segment of just laughing, but also providing you with pertinent information that could be used along with some of the things that you're taking. But again, talk with your doctor. We don't ever want you not to go to the doctor. There are a lot of people who don't seek medical attention that live in remote areas. But, you know, the conveniences of what we have today is second to none, especially here in the States. So we want everyone to follow suit there. But Dr. Rodriguez, you hang in there, because one thing I had mentioned earlier, I wanted to talk about the Hall of Fame. As I mentioned, I've been very fortunate to have two friends of people I call friends. One is still living, one is deceased. But at some point, we had great relationships. I'll start out with the Baseball Hall of Fame, most recently with Fred McGriff. We grew up together in Tampa, played baseball together. And they'll tell you, I was actually pretty good. I led my group in home runs several seasons growing up. And I remember, I'm going to date myself now. I remember when the aluminum bats came on. I had an Adirondack. I had that. But I actually felt so much better hitting with a wood bat. Even in Little League, you know, you see a lot of kids with aluminum bats. But it was just something about that sound, something about that feel that kept me with a wood bat. I cracked a few, but yet they were not expensive as they are now. But I just felt that because my thoughts at that time, I'm going to go to the next level, and they don't use aluminum bats. So I wanted to make sure I had that feel for the wood bats. And so I continued to play and probably played everything else, football, basketball, ran track. And I noticed about some of my friends that have made it in certain things, only did one or two things, if that. But I wanted to master everything. Dr. Rodriguez, at some point, I thought I was invincible. If you were on the golf team, I tried to out-drive you. If you were on the tennis, I actually beat our number one seed in tennis. So my motto in tennis several years ago, if I'm going to get it, I'm going to hit it. So you use other skills to kind of keep you going. But those were the things that through my high school and college days that I really enjoyed. But to see someone that you grew up with, someone that you know personally, someone that your parents, everybody know, the neighborhood, classmate, actually Fred was a year behind me when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame. That was, I felt like we all contributed. Because he was a good pitcher. A lot of people don't know that side, even though he hit a lot of home runs. And it's good how things happen. Fred was not on the radar until he played against Dwight Gooden. Those who follow baseball, they're scouting Dwight Gooden in high school. Remember, at 19, he pitched in the pros. So he went 1 year at Tidewater, which was a minor league affiliate for the Mets. And then he's in the major leagues. And they're scouting him, and Fred hits a shot off Dwight over the right field fence. And they still trying to look for that ball. He hit it that far. And that's our Fred. Sometimes it's being in the right place at the right time. That's why I tell any athlete, you give your best because you never know who's watching. But at that right time, someone will see you and if that's your plight in life, chances you'll be seen doing that. Let's say sometimes it takes a coincidence for something great to occur. But Fred just continued. Even when he made his speech, he talked about how our coach always had us swing up to finish. That's what gives you the fly ball to get home runs. It's not where you start, it's where you finish, the follow through. And even through my coaching, along with Coach Zip Summers, we try to instill that in our kids and let them know that this game, if you enjoy this game can pay you back. It is hard when our kids, and I've been African-American, black, Negro with non-Hispanic descent, I checked all the boxes all my life. But if we can get our kids, our boys, a little bit more interested in baseball, we can change things. The Latin Americans have taken over, which is good, but we have some great athletes that can probably get out there and do great things in baseball as well with speed, agility, the five tools, being able to hit, run, hit for average, power, and speed, and throwing ability, five tools, and make a difference. And then maybe one day we can be celebrating you or your son or relatives in the Baseball Hall of Fame. So that was one piece of the jewels that I received the last couple of weeks. Then the second jewel came on yesterday with the Hall of Fame inductee. We call him Coach Riley, Ken Riley, out of Bartow, Florida, a little small town. If you ever travel between Tampa and Orlando, you will see a sign that says Bartow. And Bartow's in Polk County, P-O-L-K. The same as Lakeland. Lakeland produced some great people like Ray Lewis, the Pouncey Twins, many, many folks. But right down that I-4 corridor between Tampa and Orlando, you can find Bartow. Ken Riley played at Florida A&M University, played quarterback. When he graduated in the late 60s, they did not want any black quarterbacks. So they've changed him to cornerback, a position he had never played. He had played quarterback all his life. Then he plays corner for the Cincinnati Bengals. He left the game at number 4 as far as interceptions. Currently, he is at number 5. And you just now get him in the Hall of Fame? That is absolutely crazy. And for his son and family got him enshrined into the Hall of Fame. We have been writing letters for the committee forever. I have a friend, Greg Hurd, who is from Cincinnati, and a lot of the blacks that were in Cincinnati in the 70s and 80s really looked up to Ken because Ken was all about the business of taking care of business. But with that being said, he played. He could have folded up and gone to another organization because he couldn't play quarterback. We know how the league was at that time about black quarterbacks. But how many changed? Drew Pearson was a quarterback, ended up being a receiver. That's usually what we see, or a running back. But Marlon Briscoe got it started. Then you look at James Shaq Harris out of Grambling, Doug Williams out of Grambling. See, at one time when we only had a choice to go to our historically black colleges and universities to play the position that we wanted to play. Think about all these small towns had a lot of black quarterbacks, but they never got to the next level, ended up playing other things. But Ken Riley studied the game, did everything he needed to do to take care of his family. And so when they announced that he won, because we have been petitioning, and I look here in my little trophy case, I was able to get a bobblehead. And that bobblehead went up when he joined the Hall of Fame. And that's what it's all about. You know, two things I like. I like to make sure that everybody's happy. FAMU is thriving. Okay? And family, the whole nine yards. But it feels good to know that Ken can rest in heaven knowing that he's in the Hall of Fame. It's a travesty that it did not happen before he left this earth, because it was well deserved. Been on the veteran committee, and then they just kept, we kept writing and writing and writing. They finally got him in. But he was a shutdown corner. Again, left the league as number four with total interceptions. And now he's still number five, just moved to five, and just now getting in the Hall of Fame. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? National Football League, I love you, but you got to get it right. You got to get it right. How many Ken Rileys were in the league, you know, were able to play and gave great contributions to the American Football League, American Football Conference, that never made it this far? It's a travesty. But we talk about the Hall of Fame, that's what it's all about. For those who are online, if you're able to say anything, just press one. And just look at the state of, as we are 20 minutes out, look at the state of the National Football League. Again, these brothers are making a lot of money, but now, you know, you got the quarterback at Carolina, Eagles, Bears. I mean, we're there. And these kids have shown people that they can think cerebrally as well in the National Football League. When is it going to take time where we get this black coach, get this black owner? And for a minute, we were playing, and I'm going to switch around, we were playing hockey. And they were so amazed how the brothers were scared. So we know there's nothing that we can't do. If we could adapt coming over from Africa in this new world, I'm sure it's the Dickens. I had another word in my head, but I had to make sure it's Sunday morning. We could adapt to what baseball or football has to offer for our kids. We can adapt. If you have anything you'd like to say, just press one. I'll bring you up over the, you know, over the Hall of Fame. Some of the other things we did talk about earlier was about how DeSantis is destroying the economy in Florida. Organizations have pulled out. Sometimes people, they get upset because my organization, we were just there. But when you've been planning for 2 years, it's hard to kind of get up and move around. You may cancel, but you lose money. And some of our organizations can't afford to lose the money. But they can see the political and financial impact that you can have on the city. Then they need to recognize what we can do. Now, the women of Alpha Kappa Alpha will be here next summer. The guys of Alpha Phi Alpha moved their convention, national convention. They were here about a week ago. The impact there. But I tell you, these ladies Alpha Kappa Alpha, ladies of Delta Sigma Theta, Zeta Phi Beta, and Sigma Gamma Rho, they turn dollars. And that's the thing we have to realize, that they can make a financial impact on any city that they attend. And you don't want our money. You know, green money spent in whoever possesses it. And our organization, Divine Nine, we have the money. So it should open up for a lot of places to want us. Speaking of the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha, there are certain cities that they know they're going to get 10 to 20,000 people. Well, they only go to so many cities that can hold it. Dallas, D.C., Chicago, San Francisco. They can hold these big conferences. Now, the men, we don't have that many. We may have 10,000 or less. But we still have a financial impact on these cities. And they're trying not, some of them are not wanting us to be in attendance. My great state of Florida, we're going in the wrong direction. Well, we know why. So, Floridians, you got to do something about what's in Tallahassee. And some things are going to change when you can use the taxpayers' money to put them on a bus, send them to Martha's Vineyard, or New York, or D.C., or, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention what our governor is doing, putting these balls up in the middle of the Rio Grande in the shallow areas so they would have to go. You're killing folks. I'd rather for you to turn them around than for them to try to get over here and they drown. Has anybody even mentioned that? Will we hold our governor accountable? This is something that's just beyond my thought process. For those who are listening, I'm Andrew Wiggum. I'm the host of this show, The World According to Drew. If you have any questions or anything, press 1. We'll get you on. We were talking about the Hall of Fame, the impact that we make on these professional sports. And then when it comes to, and I felt bad too, yesterday, Chuck Howley, the only defensive player in the history of the Super Bowl to win MVP. The only 20-something years, 30-something years, excuse me, of the Super Bowl, 50, however it was, only one defensive player has won the MVP. It's always been the offensive player or whoever it may have been, if it's defensive player, but on the team that wins. And I'm going as we Super Bowl MVPs. And I'll give you a rundown of all of them. You know, we hear about Brady. You know, I have the list here, and I'll run through the list to give you an idea of how things are going. Again, folks, if you're, you know, we're going to open it up a little bit as we have about 12 minutes left. We could talk about the Hall of Fame. We could talk about some other things. You know, I'm going to open it up for you to just come on board, and we'll get this done. But as we talk, you look at Super Bowl I and II, Bart Starr. Three was Joe Namath, followed by Lynn Dawson, Chuck Howley. Okay, defense. This is Super Bowl V. Did not win the game, but he is the only, I repeat, the only non-winning player, non-winning team MVP. The next year, Roger Staubach of the Cowboys, Jay Scott of Miami, Barry Zonka of Miami, Lynn Swann followed Franco Harris, Fred Biletnikoff, Harvey and Randy White, defensive line, but they were for the winning team. Winning team. Terry Bradshaw, Plunkett, Montana, Riggins, Allen, Marcus, that is, Joe Montana, two. Richard Dent of Chicago, Phil Simms of the Giants, Doug Williams, the first black quarterback to start in the Super Bowl and won the MVP, and didn't even get an offer to go to Disney World. It was late. Jerry Rice got the MVP the next year because they allowed Montana to throw to break Doug's records. Doug got 340. Montana just kept throwing till he broke the record. Otis Anderson, Mark Rippon, Troy Aikman, Steve Young, Larry Brown, Desmond Howard, Terrell Davis, Elway, Kurt Warner, Lewis, Brady, Dexter Jackson of Tampa Bay, Brady again, Deion Branch, Hines Ward, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, Santonio Holmes, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Eli Manning, Flacco, Malcolm Smith, Tom Brady again, Tom Brady, Von Miller, Foles, Edelman, Mahomes, Brady, Cooper Kupp, Patrick Mahomes. All. Mainly quarterbacks, so they are the stars of the league. But we need everyone to just understand the importance of what Ken Riley meant to the league. A true gentleman. And I can say this without any remorse. A proud Rattler. I am so proud of his accomplishments that the world stage can see that our historically black colleges and universities can and have and will continue to create those individuals or shape those individuals into being the greatest people we can possibly be. Uncut. Wiggum Uncut. So it's a lot going on in the world. Folks, again, I want to hear from you. If you got a question about Ed, anything, just press 1. We'll get you on. Hey, that's what we're going to see. We got somebody from Atlanta, somebody from the Dallas area. You know, if you want to say something or ask a question, feel free. If I don't know the answer, I sure find it for you. But again, to recap everything, what's going on in Florida? Are we woke or we sleep? Okay, that's my thing. Are you woke or are you asleep? Whitewashing. Telling the story the way you want to tell it. Taking things out of context for American history. Again, in my famous line, we've learned his story along the way. But how about the true history of this country? And you're trying to erase, you don't want your kids to know that their families were brutal to those immigrants that came across. We talk about the American Indian all the time. Talk about Ellis Island. A lot of people came in when they saw the Statue of Liberty, which was a gift from France. They knew that they were in America. A lot of Italians up in the Northeast, New York, Philadelphia, Jersey, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont. And we learn, you know, we're probably learning what everyone else is learning. We know our history. But they're trying to block the history. Why? Why? We have a caller. Welcome to the world, according to Drew. What's going on in your world this morning?
A whole lot of the same thing that's going on everywhere else. But I don't want to even dredge into that. I just have something to say about also my great state of Florida. Even though I'm in Georgia now, I am a Floridian. Even though DeSantis has done his deed, he won't be back. I'm not hearing of anyone that's poised to be the next governor of Florida that's standing to correct all of his errors. Even though he is running amok and there's not much that anyone can do about it now, I have yet to hear of anyone or someone putting it out there who's standing in the shadows waiting to come and clean up his mess. You know, so I'm just putting it out there. Maybe I just haven't heard. Have you heard of anyone or anything?
No, I have not heard of anyone, but I tell you what's the scary. I can tell you the scary part about it. Basically,
mm-hmm.
anything he says goes because he has a constituency of reps and Senate members that he
yes.
can say, let's go to the moon, and they will make sure the legislation fits his quota. So
exactly.
will he tell them that he could run again, extend his years 8 years again, they'll probably vote for it.
Yeah. And that's what I don't, you know, being not being in the forefront of what's going on, it appears to me, because I didn't know, like, how he had built up his followers or whatever you want to call them, you know, but I haven't heard of anyone else trying to refute what he's doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm saying it on the grounds of Brian Kemp, but we had Stacey Abrams, you know, but the problem is, or with that was, and I hate to say it, that a lot of black people or just your minorities with money were brainwashed into believing that Stacey had a whole different agenda. And what I don't understand is how can you can be brainwashed when it comes to what a woman might try to do, but when you see what this idiot has been doing, and then you're like, well, I voted for the other guy. You know, and I'm like, well, if you didn't support her and you didn't go and you didn't flat out support Kemp, you supported the right end, you supported Kemp. You know, and I just can't get them to see it, but retrospectively, now they're seeing it, you know, and I'm like, don't cry now because your pennies are dwindling. You know, we've been fighting all this time to build our pennies, but now that you're being hit, now it's a problem. You know, but mm-hmm. they're still, we can see that some people are, you know, throwing their names in the hat of what they're wanting to do, the correct the wrongs that have been written in Georgia, you know, whatever. But, and that's why I was like, I hadn't heard of anyone mm-hmm. trying to stand up against what he has already created.
Right. And let me add this. Oftentimes mm-hmm. in situations like that, not only in the state of Georgia, but Texas, Florida, Alabama, they drinking mm-hmm. the Jim Jones Kool-Aid.
Oh, they stirring it. You talk about drinking it. They stirring
so
it in there.
That's
drinking.
What I see in those two states are right there. They border to border, and mm-hmm. of what they're trying to do, whitewash, building on the woke thing. Are you trying to whitewash the history of how people have been treated in those two states all this time? When you burn down Rosewood, how many Rosewoods in Florida? So what you might not know about. Chubb, Georgia, they had their own municipality as well that is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see that Southwest Georgia, very rural, so you know a lot of blacks that are in that area from Albany all the way to the Chattahoochee River.
Mm-hmm.
They're not voting the way they could because they're just outnumbered for one, and secondly, they're just not getting the opportunity to see someone like themselves running, and they're losing even the local election. So we just have to pray, and you know how, not only pray, but get out there and vote, folks.
Exactly.
That's how you change.
So, I'm a member of my union, and we went around years, and we do it periodically. And I tell everybody that I know, by registered vote, not the people that actually get out and vote, but by registered vote, Georgia is a Democratic state. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, they showed blue in the national election.
I mean, right, but I'm saying by registered vote, how you register, it is a Democratic state. But in a lot of these rural areas, people are strong-armed into voting for certain people because of past practice.
Correct. So we're going to keep balancing. Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana. Sound like a Beyonce song, but we sure gonna keep track. Tennessee kind of get a pass, but you know the South starts at Kentucky, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, we need to keep an eye on there, all the way in Maryland, across, and you draw that line for the southern half of the country. But the Deep South, I think, ends, as they call it, down in Texas, with Arkansas right above it. Oklahoma gets a pass. We never hear them include it. But we'll talk about that. That's some of the things that we'll talk about next week. I thank you so much for contributing for today, but we're running out of time. Dr. Rodriguez, I thank you too, as always, giving us, telling us something good. And the thing that we looked at today, you all look at the cordyceps fungus. Cordyceps. CORDYCEPS. And look at the cordyceps mushrooms and some of the things that they can provide for us as well. On behalf of Cheryl Smith and the team, I'm Andrew Wiggum, telling you and warning you to continue and always pray, because it's going to happen eventually. But we always remember that we have an on-time God. I'm out. Peace. See you next week. Thank you.